Last Train Plumbing, this is Adam.
Good morning, Adam.
Yes.
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic as well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So Sean let me know to go ahead and give you a shout to go over the details for the Google Guarantee program. You're primed for it. It would be a fantastic upgrade in addition to your current package with us.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay.
What's the step here?
The upfront cost is a one-time application fee of $250. This goes to get yourself and the company background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have going out doing face-to-face estimate and work on behalf of the company without you?
It's basically just me and one other person right now. It's a small, you know, like basically two-man show, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that person, can he pass a background check or she?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So the process is this. The one-time $250 application fee is paid up front. It's for the company. It's for the lifetime of the business. It is not per person or per employee. If you add, you know, employees on down the road that you want to be able to have access to go out and make estimate on behalf of the company yourself or themselves, that's perfectly fine. The whole point in that is the fact that Google is guaranteeing that you are a quality provider to the general public. So what the guarantee is to the general public is, A, get it done right or Google pays you back. That's their actual motto on this. And what that means is, like, they will actually back your company up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client in the event that something went wrong. Now, we all know in the long run, $2K isn't all that much, especially when we're talking plumbing. You could run $2K out very quickly. However, It is Google's promise, and that's their effort to make things right in the event that something, you know, happened where it couldn't be straightened out between y'all. Again, I've never seen anybody have to invoke that, so it's not something that's, like, regular. It's just what Google's guarantee is to the public, okay?
Got it. And on the background check, what are they looking for? Like, as far as
they're looking for anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor in the last 7 years.
7 years. Okay. So I may have to find out. I don't know for sure. I need to make sure before, because if they don't, it probably won't work if they don't pass the background.
Well, if they don't pass the background check, you just don't put them on there. It's not the end of the world. You just put yourself on there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, let's plan on, I'll put myself on there and I ain't worried about them passing it.
Right. And then if you talk to them and they're like, hey, yeah, I'll pass. Cool. Then you throw their information up. It's going to ask for their social security number and their driver's license so that they can conduct a background check if you put them on.
But if they say, hey, I had some crazy shit happen 4 years ago, I'll be like, oh,
yep.
Okay, yeah.
We'll just wait a few more years on you then, buddy.
Yeah. You don't ever know, you know.
You don't.
I mean, I don't go 7 years back. The farthest back we ever go is like 2 years or 1 year. We're just looking at driving records.
Exactly. If you're keeping your nose clean, we're good to go. You know what I mean?
As long as there's nothing on their driving record, I think it's if their driving record is clean for 3 years, they can get on the commercial policy. So.
Okay, cool. All right. That's rad. So, yeah, we and Google, again, they're not trying to exclude anybody. They just want to follow, like, the basic law. Like, you know, after 7 years, it falls off your record. And, the DOJ can see it. You know what I mean? Like, but even regularly, like a credit check, right, is the same thing. After 7 years, it's done. So Google just wants to ensure that you bid, if you've had some past, you know, history, that there's just not going to be any flare-ups in the future because, you know, you followed all the rules and paid your debts and so on and so forth. However, I have had people that have had very serious things that have been past because they were in the past. You know what I mean? Like, I had a guy who literally did, like, 25 years, and then he kept his nose clean, and he was passed through for Google Guarantee, no problems.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, the cost per lead is going to be $28, and Google requires a minimum monthly budget of $365 for the leads, for 13 leads to get the program started. So it works like this. You pay the $250 application fee. We go ahead and send you out the application. It takes about 10 minutes to fill out. From that point forward, you go ahead and turn it back into us, and what we do is we schedule an onboarding call, maybe 15 minutes. Okay? They're going to process the application. We go ahead and push it out. Now, terms and conditions state the maximum amount of time that it takes to get that application process, then moving forward, it's 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen in 4 or 5 days. It depends on how quickly you get it back to us so we can process it immediately, okay? Now, I can't promise 4 days. I'm just telling you what I've seen. I've seen it happen very quickly. The people that it takes 4 to 8 weeks, those are the people that drag their feet. And we have to, like, pull teeth to get the application back from them. Okay?
Right.
Now, with that being said, once your Google Guarantee approved, right, I call you, we're going to call you up. We're going to say, okay, Adam, you're approved. We're ready to cut the leads on. You're going to pay the $365 up front for the 13 leads. The leads
right.
will begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. That is the idle position for the leads. However, you're in complete control. You can increase or decrease as you see fit. So you take on the first couple of leads. They're absolutely fire. You want to go ahead and crank it up. You call in. You say, listen, I need 8 leads in a week. Once the budget's exhausted, then we contact you to refresh the budget. Okay?
Got
the
it.
Latter is true. Say you take on, you know, 5 or 6 leads, and then all of a sudden you know that you and your helper dude, you guys are booked out for 2 weeks for sure. You're not going to be able to take on any more jobs, let alone calls for 2 weeks. So at that point, what you do is you call and you say, Amy, pause it. When we pause it, it pauses exactly where it's at financially. It's paused with $200 in the budget. That's where it pauses. You pause it for 6 months. That's where it pauses. There's no automatic charge on Google Guarantee. It is not a monthly increment. If you, call in and you unpause the budget, we're going to cut the leads back on. They're going to be coming in at about 3 leads a week until the budget is completely exhausted. Are we clear on the financial portion?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Next, we're moving along to what is considered a guaranteed. I'm doing air quotes, so I hope you can see them. I'm in California. Okay. Guaranteed lead. Okay. Unlike any other type of pay per lead service, all these calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. Google wants to ensure that you're getting qualified leads. So they have a specific criteria that is what's considered a qualified lead. For Google Guarantee, the clients are going to be contacting you directly. You're assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number. People go to Google. They look up drain clearing. They look up, you know, best plumber near me. They look up any of the services. And you,
on that track, would it be the same tracking number that I already have? Because I
no.
already have a tracking.
Okay. No. It's separate. It's specific to Google Guarantee, and it rotates every couple of days so that nobody can run your ad out. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Like they can't write that number down and keep calling that number and charge out your budget. You see what I'm saying?
It's
a protection issue. So what they do is they assign this, and you'll know that it's a Google guaranteed lead coming in because it says so on the caller ID, and it says so right before you pick up the phone. So when Sally Sue calls up, it's going to say LSA Google guaranteed lead in your ear right before you connected with her. And when you're connected with her, if she's asking for a job with your company, that's not qualified lead. You're not charged. If she's asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, that is not a qualified lead. You are not charged. If she's asking for a service outside of your service radius that is not listed in your service profile, again, unqualified, not charged. If she's a sales or solicitation call, a spam call, a robocall, or otherwise, you know, one of them junk calls, you are not charged. It's not a qualified lead. What is a qualified lead is if she asks you for estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that are considered qualified, okay?
Got it.
Now, AI is listening to all of these calls, and AI is so sophisticated nowadays that they literally have the buzzwords and keywords of what they're looking for, and they will automatically disclose a call that is unqualified. They're going to automatically take it off where you're not charged. In the event that a call slips through the cracks, okay, all you do is you call in, you say, this phone number right here, this one was unqualified. It doesn't meet the criteria. We dispute it, get the money back. No problem. Okay? Yeah, it's super straightforward. I'm going to tell you this. The leads coming in from Google Guarantee show a 33% conversion over any other pay-per-lead service as far as closing ratio. Putting you in front of actual qualified clients, you don't share the leads. They come directly to you. It's real-life humans that have chosen your business. They want to work with you. And I would literally sell this product to my own grandmother.
So let me ask you this. Is that something that's taken over the pay-per-click or something that you use in conjunction with pay-per-click?
In conjunction, I can see you have quite a few services with this already. You're going to dominate the first page over there on Canton if you choose to take this one on, because you're going to have three different positions, and eventually it will be four on the first page of services. So currently you have the Google Ads and you have the Google Local Map. This is going to be shown at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. Okay, so it'll be Google Guarantee, you'll show there, Google Ads, you'll show there, Google Local Map, you'll show there, and then in about 6 months, you'll show in the Google Organic section, which is the ones that look like paragraphs down below the local map. That is one that just naturally takes a little bit longer, and that's why we don't advertise it as like a sold position, simply because it is what we call the organics. It's done straight through programming, and it's basically an earned position. But you will wind up finding yourself in all four spots on the first page of Google over time. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If over time you see that the Google, it's going to be like Google Ads versus Google Guarantee, I'm going to say Google Guarantee all day, every day.
Got it.
Okay. But so I have clients that love the whole package.
That's my question. So do I, in your mind, do I keep everything and then add the Google Guarantee on top of it?
Correct. That's where you start. Yes, sir. And then if I give it a quarter, I give it a full quarter, 3 months. And then if you're going to remove something, the numbers are going to show you what to remove. If you're going to remove something, which a lot of times you don't have to remove anything because you're making money, it's paying for itself 10 times over. However,
exactly
if
right.
you're going to remove something, remove those Google Ads.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave them on and then add the Google Guarantee on top of it.
Okay. So all
I'm sorry,
I
had to get out here in the truck today. Normally I'm sitting at the house, and I thought I was going to be today too. That's why I scheduled the call, but I mean, I'm just driving, so.
Yeah, I don't need too much from you. I just need to ask you two questions that are, again, it's going to increase the performance of your ad if you choose to say yes to these. Do you offer unclogging drains and repairing toilets?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do I have your permission to charge the card that we have on file for the $250 application fee?
That one is actually locked. So I'll have to unlock it. I can give you a different card over
sure.
the phone right now.
Hold on one second. Let me pull this card off, though, because you want this card to be the reoccurring card, right?
The card that's on there, it probably really doesn't make any difference.
The card that's on here currently ends in 1339, and no matter, I can save this card number, I can pull the numbers, and I can put it back on after you give me the card you want me to charge. It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that because I don't have the login for that one to unlock it. I can lock and unlock it, but I've got a different card on me.
Okay.
So what you're charging now is the $250, or is it
just the $250?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Let me turn right here.
I'm about to pull over now.
Yep. Oh man, yeah, it's been a crazy day today. Normally, like I said, I'm not out here in the field, but you know, sometimes you got to get out here and do it.
Yep.
Let's see here, I've got 500 feet. If I can get past this light, I can.
Oh, it's fine. Take your time. Absolutely, no worries.
I've got this other card, and then I guess after that, do you guys just charge the same card for all three on the 28th of every month, or how does that work?
No, so what will happen is after that, we will contact you when you're approved, because you may be approved in, say you're approved in 72 hours, say you're approved in 8 days. Whenever you're approved,
uh-huh.
we're going to call you, and we're going to say, Adam, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. And some people,
yep.
you know, their minimum monthly budget is like $1,000, and they say, you know, Amy, I need a couple more days to put that budget together to get started. Give me a few. Some people say, no, go ahead and start me up right now, right? So we
right.
call you because it's not an automatic charge, and there's no surprises, okay?
Love it.
And then if it charges on like the 14th or whatever, this is separate. It's not an automatic charge. This is separate. Once it's approved and we charge the budget and they start, and then say you choose to increase the budget on that, it's not an automatic thing. We're in communication on it. Okay.
That's awesome. That's also, it's not just, yeah, I like that. I like the fact that, you know, it's all kind of separate and different. But I guess with it being different, can you have two different cards do that? Like, I pay for
You'll have to trade them out regularly. You'll have to trade them out when we talk. If you need to charge Google Guarantee to one card, you just need to, I can put a note and keep that card on file if you want me to. I can say, hey, this card regularly we need to put in for Google Guarantee. It's up to you.
Yeah, I figured just so I could figure out, I guess, for me personally, so I know where the money's going. But I know you guys keep track of it as well.
Yes, we do. And you get a record of all that in your client dashboard.
So we'll probably just leave it all on the same one, I think, maybe.
Okay.
That way it makes it less confusing. And I don't think people probably go back and forth on the cards anyways.
Right.
But I am ready when you are with this card here.
Go for it.
Okay. All right. Let me get up here. It is, this one is a MasterCard.
Got it.
And it is, let me see here. Hello. It's 5463.
Mm-hmm.
1666-0222-7165.
Expiration month and year?
0627.
Three-digit code on the back?
623.
For security questions, can you please answer, what is your mother's maiden name?
It's Burt, B-U-R-T.
Perfect. That's what my mom used to call me. That was my nickname growing up.
Well, here's the thing. So it's B-U-R-T, and then when she got married, it was B-U-R-T-O-N. So she married the first time.
She didn't go far, did she?
She just added to it. That's it.
Isn't that cool? Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to charge the account now for the $250 application fee. The next thing is which card do you want to stay on file permanently? This card, this MasterCard, or the Visa? And let me tell you this.
I guess you could use
this
one.
Because I was going to say, if you have to unlock the card every time because your automatic charge is going to try to come out on the 28th, and then what happens is when we try to charge that and it kicks us out, it says, no, you know, you got to get permission or whatever it's going to say to us, then that's going to put a pause on everything on the regular. So it's up to you. I personally would say put the card that is unlocked on there, but it's, again, you know, whatever's best for the business.
Right. I say just leave it on this one then.
Okay. All right. I've got that locked in. I'm going to go ahead and code out this other Visa. It's gone completely. Now, what's going to happen is I'm sending you a text and an email. It's going to say Google Guarantee application. The Google Guarantee application email will have your minimum monthly budget, which is required in the application itself. You're going to need to input that number, which is 365. I'm going to put that in the email notes. Now, again, Adam, once you talk to your helper guy, if it turns out he's had something in the past 7 years, no biggie, just don't put him on there. It's going to ask field workers, put zero. You're the only field worker. That's that.
I got you.
If not, then it is going to ask for his information. It is all kept proprietary and completely private. All background checks are done through Pinkerton ID and Evident. And these are the top two trusted that Google uses. We've never had any type of breach or anything like that going on. And Global Splash, again, is not hanging on to his information either. That's another big concern with people, is if we're over here, like, storing people's social security numbers, which we are not.
Right.
We have no desire to have that information. I've sent those out to you. I'm going to give you 24 hours with that application. What time tomorrow can I call you to process the application and make sure it's all turned in?
The same time, 10 a.m.
Okay, I can... Okay, tomorrow I can do, hold on, let me see what he's got in here, 10:30 is your time. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
All right, so you're going to have that application. Understand that if that application isn't done, that we cannot do the client onboarding, okay? So
I'll have it done within the hour.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. And what are your hours of operation?
I think I've got it on there from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, perfect. And is that Monday through Friday or all week long?
It's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, got it. All right. We're completely good to go, my friend. Welcome to Google Guarantee.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.